You're listening to Sky Women's Health Podcast, your evidence-based resource for women's health and wellness, exploring the holistic principles of osteopathy, integrating mind, body, and spirit, designed to empower you as your own healthcare advocate and help you live your best life. I'm your host, board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Carolyn Moyers. Welcome, Sky community. Welcome back to another episode. I'm so glad that you joined me today. I have a special guest with us and a partner of Sky Women's Health. Welcome yourself, Beth.
Hi. I'm so glad to do this. This is really cool. My name is Beth Lewis. I'm the founder and creative director at Verve Well, which is a private therapy practice here in Fort Worth, Texas. And we believe in therapy for everyone. We believe therapy is for everyone. We believe that not only are we all inclusive, but we also believe that therapy isn't for when you're having something hard go on or you're struggling with something. It's for kind of an ongoing wellness and kind of like going to the gym. It's something that we do to honor ourselves and take care of ourselves. So we believe our little byline is therapy for everyone because we do believe that therapy is for everyone. But thank you so much for having me here. This is pretty fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It is fun. And I think just bringing awareness to mental health and making it more mainstream is the way to go because we have had so much trauma in the last several years as a society. And I feel like everyone has been struggling to some degree. And there's such a stigma around mental health, which I hate for us, right? Because we can talk about cardiovascular health. We can talk about cervical cancer prevention. We can talk about all these different aspects of our health. But when it comes to mental health, it's hush, hush, right? But our mental health, our mind is our largest organ, right? I always say it's like the largest sex organ, right?
Yeah. That's good.
It functions. It is our computer, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I always say that a belief is just something that you've told yourself plenty of times, you know, that you make it true.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to question that reality. And I just think it's so important to tend to our mental health, which is why it was important for me as we developed Sky Women's Health membership to find a trusted partner. Yeah. And I value the work that you're doing in the community. Why don't you just give us a little background? Like, how did Verve Well come about?
Oh my gosh. First we were titled Beth Lewis Therapy Group, which is obviously my name. And we ran with that for many, many years. And I rebranded about a year ago, really because I wanted to be more encompassing. Mm-hmm. I didn't want my name on it, quite honestly, not because the work was poor, but because I wanted it to be about wellness and vivacity and thriving. And therapy, like you said, there's a stigma. The word therapy tends to kind of lean towards, wow, what's wrong with you? Something must be wrong. And while I don't believe that, I mean, like I said, our little byline is therapy for everyone. Mm-hmm. I believe that therapy is such a gift to give to yourself. Mm-hmm. So where we started, I have curated a group of who I believe are very talented therapists that follow and use the same lens that I have found important, which is to truly treat therapy as self-care and to kind of leave the jargon and the diagnostic babble, if you will, kind of to the side. We're all well-versed in it. We know how to see it. We know how to speak about it. But my goal is to kind of take all of that verbiage and set it aside and really connect with the human that's in your therapy room, sitting on your sofa, and talk to them intellectually and have a conversation about how they're thinking about life. Mental health to me, like you said, the brain is the biggest organ. Mental health to me is, what are your thoughts every day? What are they? Let's just go and start observing them. Most people, when I start asking, what are your thoughts every day? Well, they can pause and make some jokes and tell me some stuff and we can get there, but they come back typically 2, 3, 4, 5 more times. And
in this session, negative,
they have more and more like, you know what I realized I've been thinking since I was 9 years old, that kind of stuff. Those are the things that are magic. Like when we start observing those thoughts, we can really get somewhere.
Absolutely. Because you have to ask yourself, are these thoughts true?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really true, or was that just my lens?
That's exactly right. It was that just my lens? And so that's what we do here at Verbwell. And that's a really clouded answer to what's our background. But I do believe I've curated a group of therapists that use that same lens. And we really have we pride ourselves in having a very beautiful environment and a very lighthearted environment, not because we can't go dark and we can't go heavy and we can't go into those shadows with our clients. We absolutely can and we absolutely do. But so that when you walk in, you can just kind of feel the invitation to be a real human being that is powerful because you're part of the human condition. And we want you to walk in and be honored that way. So that's a really important at Verbwell. It's not, I'd like to say it's just not your run of the mill therapy group. You know, we're not just kind of clocking in, clocking out and reciting out of the DSM. You know, we're really engaging with our folks.
Yeah. That human touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can attest because I had the pleasure of visiting your practice and it is lovely.
Yes,
yeah.
You came
back. I wanted to just like grab my
wonderful.
I wanted to grab my coffee and just come back.
Yes, please. Of course, always.
Yes. So all of our members will be able to do an intake with one of your therapists, which
That's
is
great.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. And then your patients also, if they need a good gynecologist, will get priority scheduling with us. So that is a beautiful partnership in the Fort Worth community.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let me hear more about your method that you developed, this Sheen method that is so much about our behavioral. We've talked about our thoughts. Now let's talk about these behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. The Sheen is an acronym. The Sheen method is an acronym for sleep, hydration, expression, exercise, and nutrition. I stumble because those are all nouns. I typically like to make them verbs, which is sleep, hydrate, exercise, express, and nourish.
Yeah.
I like them being verbs because I like us feeling empowered to take action.
Right.
And the Sheen method, I believe, is a simple, it's no reinvention of the wheel. It is simply a gathering of smart ideas and putting them together in a way where we can kind of check in with ourselves each day to see how we're doing in those categories. And sleep is kind of the answer to it all. Sleep is
huge.
I mean, sleep's kind of the answer to all. If all the other things are in a row, then sleep is golden. You know, we can't really start with sleep. Because, and I'm sure you hear it, I certainly hear it, you know, my sleep is horrible. I don't sleep well. I was up all night tossing and turning my thoughts. Well, we have to back up and talk about what we're doing with our day in, day out behaviors.
Yeah.
You know, how are we hydrating? I mean, I know if you ask my clients that probably now they're used to it, but when you first come in, you sit on my sofa and I ask if you're hydrating well, you want to throw something at me because that's the last, like, look, woman, I'm not in here to talk about my hydration, but we really need to talk about your hydration. We need to talk about your hydration because that hydration, that expression and your exercise, and I'm not talking about being a gym rat or, you know, obsessively going to fight off body fat,
but
type
moving
exercise.
Your body. Like simply getting your steps in. Yes.
Exactly. Just get out and move, walk your dog to the corner and back, whatever it is. And nutrition. And how are you eating? We Americans don't like to eat with a sense of smarts. We're not the best eaters.
Well, we've made it entirely too convenient to eat out and it's junk food. It's not whole foods. You know, it's just so easy to eat that way that I think that when we tell people to eat well, or to eat better, they're like, well, I want to, but I'm not sure I know how. And I think that's a huge challenge, you know, and just making it readily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are concerned it's going to be expensive, you know, because, or maybe they weren't ever taught how to eat well.
Or it's going to be celery and, you know, just really stripped down
bland
stuff to take away all their joy. And that's not true. That certainly doesn't have to be. And
right.
I even like just recently as such a new, I'm such a nutrition person. I love reading articles on nutrition. I love food. I feel like I'm a foodie. I love food.
Uh-huh.
I like I like to eat, drink, and be merry. And I still study and learn. I'm still learning how to eat food and what kinds of food are best, and getting out of the lane of all the trendy diets and really just learning about food consumption and what honors our bodies. And so the Sheen method, like I said, it kind of assimilates all of these great topics that we can check in with ourselves by using that little acronym. And when we have those tenets in place, it doesn't mean that everything's golden all the time. It just builds a version of ourselves that is possibly more qualified to handle a fallout when it happens. Not if it happens, when it happens.
When, yeah. Because again, the human condition.
Things. That's right. The human condition suggests that we will experience anxiety, some depression, even some obsessive compulsive behaviors, we will. And instead of running to the nearest medicine or the nearest diagnosis and putting all of those things around us, it's wise to check in on these behaviors steadily and regularly. I'm not saying that medicine's a bad thing by any means. I just like to start here at the Sheen method.
Yeah, I think that is a really smart place to start. You know, it's almost like whenever they come to the gynecologist and say, I think my hormones are off. But then as we address it, it's like, well, lifestyle is really off. You know,
yes.
Let's start there and
so
work
important.
Forward. Yeah, lifestyle is such a big piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So as women enter this phase of life that tends to come uninvited if we live long enough, perimenopause and menopause, when our hormone levels start to fluctuate before they just drop off the cliff, we know that depression and mood disorders can present themselves again. And that can be really challenging for many individuals. There's some studies that show that hormone replacement therapy alone in perimenopause will actually support the mood as well as an SSRI.
Oh, wow.
And one of the methods shown to improve vasomotor symptoms in menopause is cognitive behavioral therapy. So I would love your opinion on these two perspectives.
I love that. I love that CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy is a good idea to this model of where our female body tends to go, like you said, whether we like it or not. And we were chatting a little, you and I, before this podcast, and I'm a believer. Part of my therapeutic lens is, and I mentioned, is just to really explore how people think.
Mm-hmm.
And our thoughts are not something that are very flippant. They're very well exercised, and they come from somewhere many, 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 many years ago in our childhood, likely. And they've been well versed, well exercised on repeat for so many years that we do get to a place where our hormones are shifting so wildly and our thoughts are not the strongest. They're not very healthy. They're oppressive in our own head. And you do that combo of poor thought management meets hormone imbalance. Yeah, you're going to have some kind of blow up in your existence for sure. So that on the CBT side of things, which I am a CBT therapist, I would absolutely, like I said, what are your thoughts? How are you thinking about life? And I mean, you can get people that say, and like I said, remember, like they'll come in on the first session, second session, third session, fourth session. By that fifth session, they're starting to rattle off thoughts that blow their own mind. Like, you know, I think I'm supposed to make all the meals at every dinner time. I think I'm supposed, and if I don't do that, my thoughts are I'm disappointing my children. I'm a disappointment to my family. Those are thoughts. And the more we think that, the more we create an existence that supports those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
When if we challenge those thoughts, we can come up with Who told you that you're supposed to make all the meals? Who told you that you're supposed to, that that's the way to show up for your children through food? Who taught you that? Like, and it's, I'm not condemning it, but let's talk about.
It's a cultural thing, right?
Yes, yes. Let's talk about where it comes from.
Yeah.
And
setting your own boundaries, setting what, you know, makes you happy and what you want your role to look like.
Absolutely. Individual thought is a great thing.
Agree. So I think we touched on this a little bit, but mental health as a part of our whole wellness, you know, why did I include this in nutrition in my membership for Sky Women?
Yeah.
It's so incredibly important that we manage our mental health, because when I feel like when we empower women and when they feel empowered, when they're thinking those empowering thoughts, I mean, look out, world. You change families, you change businesses, you change relationships, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I would love for us to kind of talk about how we normalize this as part of our health and wellness, our whole wellness, and decrease the stigma.
If we had, you mentioned that brain being such an important muscle. If we had, if we were feeling out of shape, we would go to the gym and we would work out and we would try to tone up or whatever. Mm-hmm. If we pulled a muscle, we would take it easy. We would salt and hot bath, whatever the cure is, I don't even know. And we would maybe even get into physical therapy where we're stretching and doing things to really honor this muscle, because this muscle is so important. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we collectively have decided that when we're sad, when our thoughts are mismanaged, when our thoughts are going wackadoo, which God knows I'm capable of that for sure, that's not something we want to talk about. Somehow, somewhere along the line, and generations are showing up differently, but mm-hmm. somewhere along the line, my generation, I'm almost 54, my generation decided that we don't want to hear about your imperfections. We don't want to hear about your shortcomings. We don't want to hear about your sadness. It makes us all uncomfortable. So please don't talk about that. You can talk about the pulled leg muscle you have. You can talk about how you're doing well at the gym and toning up. You can tell us who your personal trainer is. You can tell us about a great yoga class you've discovered.
Right.
But we don't want to hear about the sadness you're experiencing and the therapy sessions you have. Mm-hmm. So if you could just zip that up, we don't want to hear about it. Go get better and come back to us when you've got a smile on your face. That's my generation. That's how I was raised. And that's what kind of culture was around therapy as I grew. My daughter, who is about to be 21, her generation's wildly different. They talk about going to therapy. They don't have a problem that they are in therapy. They don't have a problem talking about their mental health, their anxiety, their sadness, their happiness, their successes, their losses. And I applaud that. I applaud that. I think there's a happy medium, honestly, but who knows why I think that. I could think that because I've been brought up in a way that we don't want to hear about your feelings. I don't know. I need a therapist to help me out with this.
That's right. And as you said, therapy is for everyone. So
it is for everyone.
Yeah. And I feel like it is just, you know, supporting your well-being, supporting your mood, it's up-leveling your life.
Up-leveling your life. And the way, because I believe that our thoughts are our drivers, because I believe our thoughts are, I mean, God, there's so much research on it. And I don't get into this only because I'm busy being a therapist, not because I don't want to, but there's so much research on the power of our mind. And mm-hmm. how, when we make decisions about something, how we can really make that come true. Now we go into manifesting and all of that stuff, and that's something for another day, but there's so much research that suggests that is wildly strong and accurate. And so we sit here with this gorgeous mind and we just kind of dumb it down. We just mm-hmm. kind of ask it to just stop, just don't be so powerful, please, because the mm-hmm. world around us can't take this level of power. Mm-hmm. And that's outrageous. That's outrageous.
Agree, because I think the most beautiful thing is when somebody's showing up wholeheartedly as themselves.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So I feel like, I mean, if one person at a time, obviously my daughter's youthful generation is nailing this, we can learn from them. If one person at a time between in our perimenopausal ages, you know, if we just go into that age group, if one of us at a time can just decide that I'm going to go to therapy and have a therapist and have a good therapist where we can just talk intellectually and we can really solve a whole lot of information, solve the world's problems, solve our own problems, solve the way we think and redirect the way our brain goes every day and open up new doors to just this powerful lifestyle, this healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And who are we when we engage on that level? Who are we modeling? Who are we becoming for our children?
Yeah.
Screw feeding your kids meals, like be a powerhouse in front of them.
You know? Agree. Agree. I mean, I want to be the best version of myself. I always want to show up as my best. And when I'm not, I have to question like, what is going on around me? Where am I not showing up for myself? Because when I don't show up for myself, that's when I show up poorly for everyone else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to be whole in order to give. And if we're not whole and we're giving, we're giving little remnants. We're not giving enough. And I'm not to shame and say, give more women. That's not what I'm saying. I just feel like if we can sit still, close the door, sit with ourselves and just revel in our own strengths, our own capabilities, our unique individual thought, and really honor that on the regular, we are an amazing parent to our children, and we're an amazing spouse, or we're an amazing individual, single, married, divorced, whoever, whatever. Becoming the best version of ourselves to me is kind of the goal. It's kind of what I'm here to do, because when I do that well, then I'm giving, I'm of service at the highest level, and I'm connectable. Mm-hmm. And that's what, I mean, we are meant to be here to connect with others.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. This is what I hope for every woman.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm curious, and of course, I know that this is not individual medical advice or therapy advice, but I'm curious if you have like a preferred cadence of going to therapy.
Do you mean how often?
Yeah. What's your frequency that you think is just ideal?
So great question. I typically encourage, no matter who you are, I typically encourage my new clients to come in once a week for 5 weeks. I don't know what happens in that fifth week, but something kind of a groove is hit. And on that fifth week, usually, and I'll note it in the charts, like on that fifth week, okay, today we're going to talk about what's the next best move. Are we going to keep going once a week? Are we going to up it to twice a week? Are we going to go to every other week? Do we just need to check in once a month? A lot of my clients get on the phone with me here and there. We offer 15 minute phone calls to current clients. And so the cadence I prefer, if it were up to me, I would be every other week for those that are really doing it to take care of themselves, to be a good version of themselves. When a person is going through a darker period, a tougher time, then we up that. We get in twice a week, once a week, to really just to have those intelligent conversations and offer the support to build that person up when they really need to be up, or give them permission to be down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever is supportive and that person needs, then during those darker chapters, we kind of get it going a little more. But the person that's doing it for self-care, I believe in long-term on the regular, like just going. I don't believe in ending therapy. And that's a very unethical thing for me to say, but I believe just keep on going. It's kind of like saying, you know what? I'm in good shape. I'm not going to the gym anymore.
Right.
And nobody says that, you know,
nobody says that. No, 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 no. And we have, I can't remember what it is, like 80,000 thoughts a day. Do
Yeah, right. Yes.
and most what we grab onto are those negative thoughts that just keep coming back, right? And so managing our mind is huge for
Huge.
living our best life.
Huge. And sometimes we
Yeah.
need tutorials. Sometimes we just need that coach, if you will, that therapist who sits across from you. Look, we therapists here at Vervewell specifically have been doing all the heavy lifting so you don't have to. We've been doing all the education, all the research, all the licensure, all of the deep, deep work so that when you come in, we're just a pillar of knowledge that we can help and support you so that that's not what you have to spend your time doing. You come in, plop down on my sofa, plop down on any of our sofas for 50 minutes once a week, and we have those intelligent conversations and we assess how we're thinking and how we're walking through our lifestyle with the Sheen method, and we get somewhere and we stay in this cadence. Like you said, we stay in this therapeutic cadence that most of my clients don't bail on. I mean, it's just really kind of it's a great thing. Sometimes it's an uplift. Sometimes it's just, like I said, a great place to come to get permission to be down, because down
Yeah.
is valid.
Yeah, down is going to
That's
happen.
going to
I
happen.
it. I love it. Well, it's so exciting to introduce you, Miss Beth Lewis, to our audience. And thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really fun and enlightening, and I surely appreciate your intake and your input on this.
And Dr. Moyers, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Thank you for having your own individual thought, where you have created this space for women to not only have great physical care, but to be introduced to other women in our community who are really on that same page of functional health and wellness, and really making sure that we have connected our professional lives so that our beautiful community can come in and just really be nurtured in a wraparound approach.
Thank you for saying that. Thank
Yep.
you. As you know,
You got it.
it's a journey, and
Yeah.
I love what we're doing. I love what we're building. So I'm very excited, very passionate about this, as I know you are about your practice. So
Yeah.
thank
And
you.
we have lots on our website, just FYI, vervewell.org. We have so much because we do a podcast as well. And we have, I've kind of got some things in the throes that won't be out until June, but we're going to have some therapeutic programs and courses online that our clients will have access to, the public will have access to. And again, you can schedule on our website. We're busy bodies here, making sure, like I
Amazing.
said, so that we can, so
Yeah,
we can kind of.
amazing.
Yeah.
I always ask, how can others find you?
The best way is vervewell.org. Vervewell.org. We're on the social medias too, Facebook, Instagram, at Vervewell. And we have a beautiful Instagram account, not because of me, but because of a great person that does Instagram for us. Elissa Hernandez currently is doing it for us. But so yes, through the social platforms as well as vervewell.org, everything is at vervewell.org.
Okay, fantastic. Vervewell.org, and that's VERVEWELL.
Yep, perfect.
All right, until next week, be well.
Thank you for joining me on Sky Women's Health Podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest content. This episode is proudly sponsored by Sky Women's Health, your go-to destination for midlife gynecology in DFW, specializing in perimenopause, menopause care, sexual medicine, and a unique thing we offer is osteopathic manipulative treatment for pregnant and postpartum patients. While we are nobody's primary OB, we collaborate with your OB to provide you comfort through your pregnancy. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Until next time, be well.